Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Prime time insurrection hearing.
The public hasn't seen it woven together, how one thing led to another.
House action on guns.
Saying no more to mass shootings.
Fed up with high gas prices.
I refuse to sell another drop of their gas.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's a big night for the Congressional Committee that's investigating last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol. A hearing on primetime TV and radio. A chance for the American public to get a front row seat. CBS's Scott McFarland tells us lawmakers promised new information will be revealed.
CBS News has learned the committee has deployed a series of investigative teams. A gold team focused on Trump's leadership group. A blue team focused on security failures. The purple team on domestic violent extremism and the role of social media. A green team following money trails. And a red team investigating the rioters and their planning. They've collected phone records and text messages, including some sent by House Republican colleagues.
The amount of data, Scott, is absolutely stunning. It maybe is the biggest data effort in the history of congressional investigations.
Former January 6th committee investigator Denver Riggleman says the hearings are designed to tell a story.
What's the big message you believe the committee is trying to put out there?
One word, coordination.
The House took action on guns hours after a committee heard wrenching testimony from an 11-year-old in Uvalde, Texas, who smeared a classmate's blood on herself to appear dead during last month's mass shooting, and from a mother whose child was killed.
I left my daughter at that school, and that decision will haunt me for the rest of my life.
CBS's Nicole Killian has more on the measures that passed along party lines.
The bill is passed.
The House passed sweeping new gun restrictions, including raising the purchasing age for semi-automatic weapons to 21, banning large-capacity magazines, and requiring safe storage of guns. But with little chance in the Senate, a bipartisan group of lawmakers is focused on more modest reforms around background checks, mental health, and school safety. On Jimmy Kimmel, President Biden was asked about potential executive action.
I have issued executive orders. You often get asked, look, the Republicans don't play it square. Why do you play it square? If we do the same thing they do, our democracy will literally be in jeopardy.
CBS's Jan Crawford has the latest on an armed man who was arrested near the Maryland home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Last night, FBI agents raided the California home of the man accused of attempting to kill Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
A nice family, good neighbors.
According to an FBI affidavit, Nicholas Roski got out of a taxi outside Kavanaugh's home. Roughly 10 minutes later, police say they got a 911 call. According to the affidavit, Roski was turning himself in, expressing that he had come from California to kill a Supreme Court justice, had a firearm in his suitcase, and was having suicidal thoughts. Roski allegedly told a detective he was upset about the leaked Supreme Court draft decision that would overturn Roe versus Wade.
There's been no formal word from the military on the fate of five Marines who were on board an Osprey aircraft that crashed in a remote area of Southern California. Overseas, Ukraine's president says a Russian naval blockade could lead to starvation for millions around the world because wheat and corn exports have effectively stopped. CBS's Chris Livesay is in the southern part of Ukraine where charity workers are risking their lives.
During an air raid, it's a question of life or death. Risk a shelling or risk not eating. Russian forces have attacked both the food and water supply, forcing the people of Mykolaiv to line up for rations of both. I'm looking after two grandmothers, one 89, the other 97, says Natalia. They're too afraid to leave the house.
The UN's nuclear watchdog says Iran plans to ramp up uranium enrichment by adding two new centrifuges at an underground facility. Talks to revamp the nuclear deal with the West have been stalled since April.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
AAA says the national average for a gallon of gas has risen again to $4.97. It's over $5 a gallon in Massachusetts, and CBS's Peter King tells us about a man who's pumped a lot of gas and is fed up.
Reynold Gladue has owned his mobile station in Amherst, Massachusetts since 1973, with prices going
up, 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 up until I cannot deal with it anymore.
He's let his tanks go dry.
And I just said, I'm not going to impose this on my customers anymore.
Now Gladue says he's selling out and already has several prospective buyers.
Never regretted a minute of it, and the hardest thing I have to do is tell my customers that I can no longer do it.
Well, former President Trump has agreed to answer questions under oath next month in New York's civil investigation into his business empire, but his lawyers are still pursuing legal avenues to prevent it. A big hot air mass is settling over the Southwest. Temperatures topping 100 degrees are expected over the next week in Austin, Texas.
This weather's very hot. I sometimes put an ice cube in my hair.
It'll hit 108 today in Phoenix. Climate, migration, and the economy are the top issues at the Summit of the Americas.
President Biden is set to meet face-to-face with some of his counterparts today, including Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Brazil's President Bolsonaro. Last night at the first official summit session,
we welcome the leaders of the Americas to the City of Angels.
Mr. Biden greeted representatives from more than two dozen nations.
There's no reason why the Western Hemisphere shouldn't be secure, prosperous, and democratic.
Today's meeting with Bolsonaro could have some awkward moments. The Brazilian leader has long questioned the legitimacy of Mr. Biden's victory in 2020. Just days before Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Bolsonaro said he was in solidarity with Russia. Steve Futterman, CBS News, with the president in Los Angeles.
The government's begun allowing states and pharmacies to begin placing orders for COVID vaccine shots for kids under five. 5 million doses will be available at the start. Federal approval for those shots could come next week. The Boston Celtics go up 2-1 in the NBA Finals with a 116-100 win over Golden State.
Tatum drives inside, lays it in. The long arms of Jason Tatum.
Tatum had 27 points for Boston on ABC. Steph Curry had 31 for the Warriors.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety is trying to pump the brakes and figure out the best way to cut down on speeding.
First, they narrowed the lanes on a stretch of Maryland roadway. They gave people feedback on their speed and warned them police would be watching. Institute Vice President Jessica Cicchino says it had an impact.
We saw that speeds dropped by 9%. The odds that someone was speeding dropped by 78% during the program.
Cicchino says it also shows if authorities make a concerted effort, they can get people to slow down. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Tesla chief Elon Musk has not confirmed reports that say Twitter plans to give him what he wants, what's described as a fire hose of data on hundreds of millions of tweets. Musk says he wants details on spam bot accounts before going ahead with plans to buy the platform. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.